In the Shabbos in between Pesach and Shavuos, we read Sefer Vayikra. Historically, Sefer Vayikra did not have a lot of mazel. Chazal tell us, "Afilu Sefer Torah Shebeichel Toli b'mazel." Often you have an Aron Kodesh with multiple Sefer Torah, and the tendency is to use two or three. This Sefer Vayikra chaser mazel. First of all, Jews initially had difficulty with the complexity of karbonos, and we know that many Nevi'im throughout Tanakh castigated Klal Yisrael, especially regarding the issue of karbonos. The Navi Yirmiyahu in Perek Zayin, the Navi there writes, "Kilo dibarti asavoseichem lo tivisim biyom hotzi yosam eretz mitzrayim al divri olam azavach." Perek Zayin pasuk habeis. The indication seems to be that somehow there's no mitzvah in the Torah that relates to the bringing of karbonos. I didn't speak to you, nor did I command you regarding the bringing of karbonos. Clearly, that cannot be the kavana. We have an entire sefer that's devoted to karbonos, Sefer Vayikra. So the Navi is trying to tell us that the karbon is not an end in itself. The karbon is a means to an end. And that's a favorite theme of many, many Nevi'im. I just cited Yirmiyahu Perek Zayin. The primary function of a Ben Yisrael, of a Ben Torah, of a Jew, is essentially to carry out, to live a life of Kedusha, a life which is based on ethical probity, a life of Tara, and the Korban is a kind of parparis at best. The Korban, in effect, is only a means to an end. And that's what the Navi indicates very clearly in Pasuk Chav Gimel. The Navi writes, "Kim es adabra azet shidisi el sam lemor, what did I command you to do? Shimu b'koli, v'yisi lachem l'lokim, v'yatem t'yuli l'om, hearken to my voice, listen to me, v'alachtem b'chal aderech asher atzav eschem l'man yitav lachem." That's the primary mandate that's thrust upon us, to carry out the Dvar Hashem. But we find a number of different periods that the essence of Vayikra was not understood, was not properly comprehended. Because when one examines Sefer Vayikra, essentially it's divided into two. Initially, the initial parshios are focused on Karbonos, Vayikra, Tzav, Shemini. Then we have Tazria Mitzora, Inyani Tumba Vitara. And then subsequently, a good segment of the second half of Vayikra is devoted to Kedoshim Tiyu, the Surim of Arayos, Lo Sechachashu, Lo Sikom, Lo Sitzor, many, many areas that are founded upon ethical maxims, upon fundamental postulates in the world of morality. And often, the focus became on Karbonos, and there was a kind of Hesach Hadas from the major epicenter of Vayikra, which are the ethical elements that are found embedded in Vayikra. So when we speak about the lack of mazel in the Sefer Vayikra, this is a good part of it. From Parsha Shmini and on, in Vayikra we have Horah v'Hadracha, we have essentially guidance relating to the personal conduct of a Jew. We're talking about ethical behavior, and Parshas Behar and Bechukosai has in it Tochacha, Behar has in it the Dinim of Shemitah, Kili Kol Aretz, a fundamental Yisod, essentially, the entire world belongs to the Almighty, belongs to Hashem Yisbarach. Secondly, even vis-a-vis the non-Jewish world, the Goyim, Sefer Vayikra was constantly under attack. Already in the days of the Hashanim, when the initial conflict emerged between the Syrian Greeks and Klal Yisrael, the initial attack was directed to Karbonos. The Braisa has at the end of Masechet Sukkah, the last daf. Gemara comments, Maisa b'Miriam bas Bilga she'emira dosa. Miriam bas Bilga became an apostate. V'holcha b'niseis l'sarjot echa mimalcha yivonim. And she, Rachman Litzlan, married out of the faith to one of the Syrian Greek kings. She'nichesu yivonim v'heicha al-hoysa m'va'etes b'sandol al-gabi ha'mizbeach. When the Syrian Greeks entered the Beis HaMikdash, she kicked with her sandal the Mizbeach v'yomra, Lucas, Lucas, and Moshe atamachad ha'momenim shal Yisrael. How long are you going to squander and fritter away the money of the Jewish people? V'yata omen aleim b'shas hatchak. So, Sefer Vayikra had this unfortunate kind of mazel. And often people did not even look at the second half of Sefer Vayikra. The first half they simply didn't understand. Karbanos and all of its complexity. And the initial Christians, when they attacked Judaism, their initial attacks were directed to the Beis HaMikdash, to the area of Karbanos. And even Ad Hayom Hazeh, to this very day, we find in Christian literature outright attacks denouncing the entire sacrificial cult, anything related to the what's known in the more academic world, Pulchan HaKabanot. An entire area was under attack. Pathological attacks. And certainly biblical criticism and biblical critics were incredibly focused on Sefer Vayikra. And that continues, Ad Hayom Hazeh. The primary attack was directed to Sefer Vayikra. Biblical critics even contend that Sefer Vayikra is not, in terms of its dating, was written much later than the other of the Chamishah Chumshei Torah. Obviously a position which is absolutely unconscionable. It was written in the Tkufa of Shivas Tzion by a group of individuals who wanted essentially to bolster the hegemony of Kohanim. They wanted to essentially underscore and accentuate the primacy of Kohanim. But Klal Yisrael, of course, remains, Naaman remains devoted to Sefer Vayikra. We have an unbelievable loyalty. And what's even more fascinating, when you look at Chazal, at the corpus of Chazal, relating to all the Chamishah Chumshei Torah, you know, the Gemara says, in Menachos Rabbi Akiva was Dorish, Tilei Tilim Shel Halachos Al Kol Kol Shiyud, and every jot and tittle of Akiva was Dorish. But especially, there's an incredible, inordinate, I would say even, amount of time that was devoted dafka to drash exegesis in Sefer Vayikra. More so, perhaps, than any other Chumash. The Derech Klal, we know that in Babel, they studied Sisha Siddur Mishnah. The Gemara was obviously put together on mitzvahs that we are chayev b'zman hazeh b'chutz aretz. In Sefer Taros, we only have a Gemara on Maseches Nida. In Sefer Zroyim, we have Yerushalmi, with the exception of Maseches Brachas. We have a Babli, but when we come to Sefer Kotchim, it's amazing. We have an array of Masechtas. On Zvochim, on Menachos, on Bechoros, on Me'ilah, on Erchid, on Tomid. An incredible wide swathe of so many Masechtas, more so than all the other Zdarim B'moed and Noshim. The Medrash Halacha that were put together in Eretz Yisrael, and in Babel, there was a Sifron de Beirav, which is completely devoted and dedicated to Taras Kohanim, the Dafka Sefer Vayikra. And the Masechtos, of course, of Kotchim, fascinatingly enough, we don't find among two of the greatest of the Rishonim, the Ravid and the Rash Mishans, the Rashba Mishans, they didn't write Pirushim, neither to the Sifrei nor to the Mechilta, Dafka to Taras Kohanim. Ad Kedekach, where the Mishnayos of Kotchim were actually incorporated into the body of atfilah. All our tefillos, especially the tefillah of Musaf, which has in it the Dus Sayom of Rebbe Yom Tiv, of Shabbos, and that primarily comes to expression with the deep emunah that Klal Yisrael have in V'hoshi V'sa'avodah L'dbir Beisecha, that Klal Yisrael will once again come back to the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash, places right at the beginning of Tefillah Sashachat. There's no Tashlumin for Tefillah of Musaf. And that reason is because Musaf is completely and totally korban, not bakasha founded. Tashlum is founded on the idea of bakasha. When the Shalom poems Faseinu, there is no bakasha in Musaf. It's pure korban. And Yom Kippur, the epicenter of Yom Kippur is the Avodah, the Musaf of Yom Kippur. There's even a fascinating Masorah from Rav Haigom. There was a Kabbalah in Klal Yisrael to say the Seder HaAvodah, not just in Musaf, but in all the tefillos of Yom Kippur. The Baal HaMor has a similar position regarding Malchus, Zecheres, and Shofres. If that becomes the Mabeah Shel Tefillah Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't belong only in Musaf, but rather should be extended to Ma'ariv, and Shachris, and Mincha, all the tefillos according to the Baal HaMor. We don't obviously follow that prescription of the Baal HaMor, but logically, in Al Pisvara, it seems to be a correct position. Similarly, Rav Haigon had a similar notion with reference to the Avodah Musaf that belongs in all the tefillos of Yom Kippur. And we know that young children, there's a minog based on a chazal, based on a mevish, from immemorium, which Ariyam Azeh still practiced. Why do we begin young children learning Taras Kohanim and won't begin with Bereishis? Yavoi Tahirim Yisasku B'Tahirim. Young children who have a Tara to them, have a purity to them, they should be involved in Yoni Tara. So Sefer Vayikra is probably the most fundamental of all Svarim relating to Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh. Not by chance, Adyud Gimel Midos Shatran Midrashas Bam found where? In the Akdama to the Sifra de Beirav and Taras Kohanim. And this was apparently a minog that was Mekubo Midore Doris. The Gemara has in Brachas and Daf Yud Ches, Amid Aleph, Amid Beis. The Gemara quotes a pasuk: "Uvnoyo ben Yoyoda ben Ishchai Rad Poli Mikapzel Hu Hikah Shnei Ariel Mayabu Yarad Hikah Sari B'Techabor Abiyam Hasheleg Hikah the Amri." The ton of Sifra the Beirav B'Yem the Sitzva. What was the godness of Uvnoyo ben Yoyoda according to Chazal? He's of course a model of the Chachma Yisrael. They have the ability to engage, to delve into Sifra de Beirav, Hilchas HaKorbanos Beisabchira, that's what Chazal are telling us over here. They learn these inyanim even beyond the Sitva, the Gemara says. Even during times of bleak days, the Chachma Yisrael understood the importance and the significance of planting nostalgia and yearnings for the Mokam HaMikdash, that the Heichal should be al-Mechono, the Kohen Gadol, Eimei Nemesharis, and that Amuna was also clearly accentuated by Rabbi Yechiel Ben Zakkai in a series of takonos that he's mesaken Zeichel HaMikdash. Many, many takonos, Zeichel HaMikdash, and on Pesach night, Abba Alein L'Teva, in the bracha before the second case, we're going to say, Kein Yagiyenu Hashem Elokeinu, L'moyadim Maboyim L'Kraseinu L'Bishaloi. Smeichet b'vinyan irecha, b'sosim b'abidasecha. B'noich ha'shom, min azvochim, min apsochim. All this was part of the unbelievable, profound feelings of nostalgia for Bias HaMashiach in B'yayim of the Sitva. So Tzeber Vayikra has to be studied, b'shleimus. We cannot somehow separate as they wanted to do. They wanted to bifurcate the Sefer into two. There's absolutely no basis for that whatsoever. The entire Sefer is one holistic unit, Taras Kohanim, from beginning to end. And perhaps this may very well be one of the reasons why Brisk has a Kabbalah Dafka to focus on these inyani culture. Because the underlying element is this unbelievable yichul, unbelievable anticipation of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash Halabai Sheibana Abim Herab Yamein. This was a bit of a preamble. In the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, the following psukim, Vayikra El Moshe, Vayidabe Hashem Elo Me'el Mo'el Leymar, Dabreel B'nei Yisrael V'yamatu Alehem, Adam Ki Akrib Mikem Korban Hashem, Min HaBehima, Min HaBakor, Min HaTzon, Takribu Es Korban Chem. The language is striking. Adam Ki Akrib Mikem Korban Hashem. Language that's not seemingly so chalak, so smooth. The Medrash writes on that pasuk the following: Rabbi Yeshua Diskin, the Shem Rav Levi Omar, Af Ksuvim Cholku Kavod LeYisrael. Even the Ksuvim show honor to Klal Yisrael. Kavod the Tamer, as it says, Adam Ki Akrib Mikem. The language of the pasuk. When a man amongst you brings a korban. But when the Torah a bit later speaks about a davar shel gnai, rei ma kosu. Adam became kiyeh b'or b'soro enksiv kan. Elo kiyeh b'or b'soro se'esos hapachas o'bahiras. When the Torah speaks about tzoras, the language is completely changed. When the text speaks pejoratively, it does not say if a person among you has on his flesh, but rather, kiyeh b'or b'soro. The Soloveitchik Zatzal suggested that the Medrash conveys a deeper meaning. When the Torah refers to the mitzvah of bringing a korban, it uses the term mikem. Adam ki akrib mikem korban. Mikem means from your very essence. However, in the context of a skin affliction, say, so sapachas or baharas, tzaras, the Torah doesn't use the term mikem, but rather, Adam ki eva or besoro, say so sapachas or baharas. That's because the devotion that a religious Jew has emanates from a inner, heartfelt kind of drive that reflects his fundamental nature. While any avera that he does is a function of external whims only. That's the distinction between mikem, korban, and adam kiev or besoro, seiso stapachas obaharas. Basically embedded in this medrash that I cited. This idea as well is encapsulated in the famous Rambam, which is based on the Mishnah at the end of Maseches Gittin in Perek HaMegarish, also studied by Abbasra, where the Gemara discusses the concept of Kaifun Asa Shema Rotzani. Under certain circumstances, Bezdin has the obligation to compel a person to give a get to his wife. So the Rambam Perek Beisach Hizgesh Halacha Chof was very troubled by this. The Rambam lays down the Hilchos Tshuva. The centerpiece of Hilchos Tshuva is the idea of Bechira Chofshis, free will, Harishus Nesuna. That's the fundamental Yisur. Without it, there's no possibility of Tshuva. So the Rambam writes there in Hilchos Gerush in the following: Misha Adin Naisein Shekayven Asa Legarish Esishto V'Loratza Legarish. Someone who is mandated by Jewish law to divorce his wife but doesn't wish to do so. Bezin Shal Yisrael B'Chol Mokum B'Chol Zman Makan Yisrael Shem Aretzani. They have the right to coerce him till he agrees. V'Yichto Laged V'Hu Get Kosher. So the Rambam was troubled by, what about Bechira? How can I do something under coercion? Says the Rambam, when do we say something is performed under coercion? If one is forced to do something, the Torah does not obligate me to do so. But someone whose evil inclination got a hold of him, levato mitzvah, and we subject that person to lashes, we compel him. That's not considered to be acting under coercion. Ella, who onas atzmo b'dayta hara? He himself has engaged in self-coercion with his spurious outlook. This person doesn't want to give a get. Every Jew wants to be a good Jew. He wants to do the mitzvahs as a good Jew should. What happened? His evil inclination got a hold of him. He came in Shahukat Shatasha Shitzro, Once he received lashes till his yetzer is weakened, that's called gershin, which is liratzon. This Rambam is utilized in many different venues by many different individuals, many different approaches. The pintalid is what the Rambam is expressing, very fundamental idea. The nefesh of every Jew wants to carry out the mitzvahs of Hashem. The yitzahara somehow compels me to act in a different way. So I'm acting, in effect, under duress. I'm not acting my own free will. And once a person is subjected to whatever pressure, then, in effect, we're able to eliminate the evil inclination, and thereby he's acting as a free man. And that's exactly, going back to the Medrash, what the Medrash tells us, I mentioned a moment ago. Adam ki yakrim mikem karbon Hashem. When a Jew offers a karbon, fulfills mitzvahs, and leaves life of Kedusha, it's essentially mikem. It's from his very depths, from the essence of his personality. Adam ki yakrim mikem. There's an inner drive that motivates me. And when Chas v'Shalom, a Jew does an Aveira, that Aveira is Adam ki yevor b'soro, say so, tzapachas of aheres, its surface. It's not something which is embedded deep in the individual. Rav Soloveitchik once commented that this idea is also found in another well-known Chazal, in Pesukim that are found in Acharemos. The Torah speaks about the Sorei Lashem, the Sorei Lazazel. In the context of the Sorei Lazazel, the Torah says, "Binasa hasoye olav eskal abaynesim al eretz gezerah." The Sorei is going to carry all our iniquities el eretz gezerah, to an uninhabited kind of land. So the Medrash says, "Binasa hasoye olav zeisav shenema heinesav achi istoyer." Esav is described by the Torah as an istoyer. Kol abaynesim. What is the Sorei carrying? Kol abaynes tam. How do we understand the iniquities of the time? If he refers to sins, where is the tmimus? Where is the tamus? How can these two opposing terms be placed side by side? And furthermore, Yom Kippur, we know, is a day the language of Yechaper is a fascinating term described by many Rishonim. Rashi comments already in Vayishlach when the Torah says, before Yaakov was about to encounter Esav, Ki Omar Achap Rafonov, Bamincha Haolecha Sefonoi, Yachrei Chedes Erefonov, Ula Yisofonoi. What's the language of Achap Rafonov? So Rashi comments over there, Vinir Beinai, Shekol Kapara Sheitel Ovim the Chait, Veitel Ponim Kulam, Lishon Kinuach Vavora, wiping away or removal. So therefore, the answer to our question is self evident. A Jew, Bimahuso, wants to carry out the mitzvahs. Despite the Avera, even at the moment he's committing the Avera, he remains essentially tam, he remains wholesome and pure. Whatever Avera emerges doesn't come from his inner persona, but is external to him. Often it's a product of environmental influences, cultural ambience of the non-Jewish world around him. So since the Avera is not inherent, it's not internal, it's compared to a particle of dirt that lodges in a person's garment or skin. That requires simply wiping away, a kind of kapara to remove it. And therefore, Yom Kippur, we ask for kapara. And that's the source of our perpetual ability to do tshuva, as well as the foundation of korbanos that are at the very heart of Sefer Vayikra. Deep down, a Jew wants to carry out the ratzon of Hashem. So sin is not rooted in my nefesh. It's simply a kind of response to external stimuli. And since my desire to do the ratzon of Hashem is stronger than any other impulse within me, it generates an ability to overcome the Yetzer Hara and return wholeheartedly to Hashem. And now let's begin to examine some of the psukim in the beginning of the Pasha. The Farshim already point out, Vayikra el Moshe, Vayedaber Hashem elav me'ol ma'e le'mar. Right away we are thunderstruck by the structure of the opening salvo. The Torah begins with the pronoun he, Vayikra el Moshe, referring obliquely to Hashem Yisbarach. And in contrast, Moshe Rabbeinu is mentioned explicitly. El Moshe. Vayikra refers to Hashem in the third person. Moshe Rabbeinu referred to directly. And then the pattern is reversed a moment later. Vayidaber Hashem Elov, El Mai Leimar. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is referred to him, Elov, and Hashem is mentioned openly. That requires some explanation. Secondly, when Karbanos are introduced in Vayikra, what is the human being called? Adam. Ki Yakov Mikem Karban Hashem. This appellation appears many times in the Torah. However, the moment one sees that term, that right away brings us back to Bereshis, to the beginning of creation. And finally, if you take a look, I actually sent out the psukim, but if you have a chumash, you can see it without what was sent out to the Zoom. In the order of karbanos that are found here, notice the order. First the karban oila, followed by the karban mincha, followed by the shlomim, and followed by the chatas. What is the nature of this order? How does one explain this seder hadvar? So I heard from my Rebbe, Agoyin Hasidov Kanatovsky Zatzal, a number of times. He suggested the following yisod. And this yisod is a very basic theme, certainly in Vayikra, but in general. We know the two basic, most fundamental religious experiences of a Jew are Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. The Rambam is the one who laid it out for us in Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah, in the second parak. I'll read part of the Rambam. He tells you, it's a mitzvah of Avas Hashem, a mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. Rambam called Tupsukim, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, and the pasuk is Hashem Elokecha Tira. Now, Loch HaBeis, the Rambam now tells you, how do we go about achieving Ava and Yira? Answers the Rambam, the Shoshe is Bein in Hodem, the master of the Bruv Hanifloi Magdalen. Person just examines the wonders of creation. The Yiramam Chochmaso Shein La Erech Veloi Keitz. He sees the Godless Sabriya, the infinite wisdom reflected in the majesty of Hashem's creation. Miyahu Oye, Umishabeach, Umifoer, Umisavet, Taiva Gedela, Leida Hashem Agobo. He has a tremendous desire to connect, to come close to Hashem Yisbarach. Moshe Amar David, Soma Nashir Elokim Bekel Choy. However, the Rambam says, simultaneously at that moment, Ukshemachashi B'dvarim Elo Atzvam Yadhu Nir Tav Acheiro. At that moment, he recoils. Because he recognizes, who am I? I am but a cipher, a small, insignificant creature, standing with negligible intelligence before the very Eva. As David HaMelech said, right at that moment, of course, the recoil leads to Yiras Hashem. So essentially what the Rambam is describing is Avas Hashem that goes hand in hand with the yearning to know him, to come close to him. And that's how my life gains meaning. To Avas Hashem, my potential becomes unbounded. When I love Hashem, I come close to him. My being has purpose. Yiras Hashem is the opposite. When the full force of Hashem's existence is revealed, says the Rambam, then man realizes his insignificance. And he cringes before the omnipotence of Hashem Yisbarach, before his omniscience. He feels meaningless. That is the gedder of Yiras Hashem. So when one examines the Karbanos, said my Rebbe, you see both experiences. Rama writes in Hilchos Me'ilah that essentially Karbanos are chukim. Clearly, the gather of chok. However, the word karban, kayadua, Rishayim point this out already, refers to coming close. So in effect, what am I doing when I'm bringing a karban to Hashem Yisbarach? I'm approaching Hashem. I'm sacrificing everything in His presence. The first act speaks of Avas Hashem, and the second act speaks of the fear of Hashem. And there are two karbanos that in particular express these two ideas. Shlomim, Ramban in Chumash, Kayadua. Ramban tells us, Yaakov Avinu, Vayizbach Zvochim Elokei Aviv Yitzchok, comes to Ramban, he creates Shlomim, Shematilim Sholom Ba'ilom. Rashi has this as well, and many Rishonim point this out, namely, the Korban of Shlomim signifies the coexistence of man and Hashem Yisbarach existing in a relationship of Ava that gives meaning to my existence. On the other hand, of course, the contrast is the Korban Chatos. Chatos reflects a person who's a chayte, his worthlessness in the presence of a Hashem Yisbarach, who's completely tumim, a perfect God. Hashem accepts graciously the korban of an animal instead of a human being. We'll read the Ramban, hopefully shortly. Nevertheless, the chatos conveys my insignificance. A person cringes before Hashem Yisbarach in a state of dread. In contrast, the shlomim affirms my value. I stand before Hashem yearning to know him, to merge with him. And that's essentially what's happening in the korbanos that the Torah describes here in the beginning of Vayikra. We have the following. It mirrors the nefesh turning to Hashem Yisbarach, experiencing his presence, namely the korban oila, which is the outset of Vayikra. A desire, a burning desire to become one with Hashem Yisbarach, to be consumed by him. That's my first reaction. But that yearning is concretized in a Karba Mincha. Man approaches Hashem realizing, I have to do so carefully, slowly, methodically, with a gift, with a matana, a mincha. And then only then comes the shlomim, which is a kind of peaceful basking in the presence of Hashem Yisbarach. No sooner is that state reached, and I realize that, who am I? I am infinitesimal. I'm so shakua b'chet. How can I stand before Hashem? And immediately comes the korban chatos. That's how the Torah presents it in the most beautiful of ways. So there's a kind of cycle back and forth, an ongoing tension between Ava v'Yira. That's reflected very much in the beginning of the parasha. So Adam HaRishon essentially depicts very much the dynamics of the human nefesh. Adam, of course, is min ha'adamah, as the pasuk says, comes from the ground, emphasizing the fact that we are ofer atov v'ofer toshuv, fashioned out of dust, and my existence is ephemeral, is transient, is illusory before the eternal, omniscient, and omnipotent Hashem Yisbarach. My existence is negated. I'm simply Adama, nothing more. But the Netziv writes in a very beautiful comment in Perek Aleph of Bereishis, Pasuk Chavav, that Adam has another root. The other root of Adam is Doime. Man can emulate Hashem Yisbarach and come to him in incredible Ava, affirming his existence. The term Adam, which can be interpreted as Adama, acquires the meaning of Adame, to be like Hashem Yisbarach. So in effect, what is the Torah doing when it instituted the Korbanos, describing this ongoing tension between Ava v'Yira, as reflected in the Rambam? So instituting the Korbanos, the Torah describes man as Adam, which essentially embodies the dynamic of the sensitive neshama that each one of us has, from the Ola to the Mincha to the Shlomim. That's Adame, but quickly I return to Chatos, the ongoing back and forth tensile balance between Ava v'Yira. And this, my Rebbe said, is embedded in the first pasuk of Vayikra. Vayikra El Moshe, Hashem's name is hidden, and Moshe Rabbeinu stands out. And Miyad Vayidaber Hashem Elav, Moshe is concealed in a pronoun. Hashem's name is distinct. The first experience is one of love, affirming the existence of the human being. The second experience is fear, the overwhelming power of the Dibur Hashem, Vayikra, Lashon Chiba, Dibur Lashon Kasha, as I'll say it many times. So in that vein, let's discuss as well, Adam Ki Yakub Mikem Korban Hashem. What is man called upon to sacrifice? And the answer is, everything I possess. Nothing is to be spared. Nothing is to be saved. A sacrificial action, by definition, consists of restoring that which man considered his own to be his rightful owner, returning it to Hashem Yisbarach. He took possession of it, perhaps erroneously, perhaps impudently. There's nothing whose return to Hashem will not be considered to be a hallowed, sacrificial kind of service. Man has to return everything that Hashem has given him, his mind, his body, his spirit, his soul. It all belongs to Hashem Yisbarach. And this idea is essentially embedded in the Ramban, right here, one of the most beautiful Rambans that one can possibly find. Ramban cites the Rambam, Memor Nebuchim. The Rambam contends that the whole time of Karbanos is in order to wean Klal Yisrael away from the Avodah Zorah of Egypt, of Mitzrayim. Since the Egyptians, Oivdim Latweh, Vakazdim, Oivdim Lashedim, Ve'anshe Yehoidu, Anayim, Lo Yishchatu Bokul Le'Elam, we know, people in India. Ba'avur Kain says the Rambam, Tziva Lishchay Deva Ashloy Shaminim, L'Shem HaNichbod, Kedei Shivoda, what's known as the doctrine of sublimation. I simply go ahead and take something which is Avodah Zarah connected, and I, in effect, sublimate it by dedicating to Hashem Yisbarach. Why, says the Rambam? To wean the people away from the Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim. And he has an arichos, says the Rambam, to this Rambam, Hinei hen divrei havai. But the Rambam says it's completely and totally misguided. Yasu Shulchan Hashem Megoel. The Torah devoted so many parshas to Karbanos, and according to the Rambam, it's only to negate a concept, a notion which is erroneous. She'enenu rak lohitzim milibum shorashoyim v'tip she'hoilom. And yet the pasuk says, Ishe reach nicholach Hashem, indicating there's a positive element to Karbanos. And so many parshas are devoted to Karbanos. And therefore the Ramban disagrees completely with the Rambam and possesses a position and advocates and articulates a wonderful, wondrous position, which is essentially the position of Rav Dovya Rishon. And that is, I'll just read part of it. Among the questions he asked on the Rambam, if it's only to wean the people away, so we have Karbanos that are offered up very early on. Noach, Mitzayisom and Ateva, Ein Ba'ilam Kazdi or Mitzri. Why is he offering Karbanos? Vayita, Ve'ini Hashem, Vayorach Hashem, Esreach HaNichoyach. Hevel, Evi Gamhu, Mibcheris, Seinem, Mechalveyem, Vayisha Hashem, El Hevel, Yom Minchoso, V'lohoya Adayin Ba'ilam, Shemetz, Avedazor, Klau. Avodah Zarah was non-existent. And he goes on and on. The Yosef Roy, Lishma Hatam, the Ramban prefers the following rationale. Ki babu shemaisi b'nei adam nigmar b'machshava v'dibur b'maisa. Person's actions are a function of his thought process. Often it's verbalized, and then it's carried out. Tiva Hashem, ki kashe yechto v'yavi karban, when a person commits chas v'shom and avera, and brings the carbon. He does smich on the carbon, corresponding to the action. And then there's vidui. And then the innards of the carbon are burnt. And the Ramban explains in praisey form, when all this is taking place, he has sinned to Hashem Yisbarach. He loses the schus kiyum of the evarim of his body. Every evar was given to me for a specific purpose, for a specific tafkin. And the moment the person, chas v'shalom, is moyel, in the bikadon that Hashem Yisbarach gave him, that act of me'ilah warrants that that Eva loses its chuskiyum. Roy lo shei shofech domo v'yisorev gufo, lulei chesed abere. It's not for the chesed of Hashem Yisbarach, shelokach imenu temura v'chiper akorban hazeh sheyedomo tachas domo nefesh tachas nefesh rosh yevari akorban k'neged rosh yevarav it's a kiyum of v'yalei elo tachas benot zeh tachas deh. That's all he used to call the doctrine of substitution. That's his language. But the Yesod is very clear. Nothing belongs to me. Everything belongs to Hashem Yisbarach, my entire body. And any action which Chas V'Shalom constitutes a deviation, an act of me'ilah, me'ma'in yudlamet hei, being nene from Hegdish, is absolutely unconscionable and warrants, Rachmanu Litzlan, a very severe punishment. So the Ramban has taken the idea of a korban and elevated it to a very sublime, almost mystical kind of height. The requirement for a korban emanates from the midas hadin of Hashem Yisbarach. That manifestation of Hashem, awesome, all-powerful, he will not tolerate arrogant man. Man who has become alienated from his creator. But what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasdu agodlo do? Give us the opportunity to expiate, build the mizbeach, v'orchu b'nei Aaron HaKohenim, arrange the wood, kindle the fire, v'chulu v'chulu. Man hands himself over to Hashem Yisbarach, and ilulei chesed ha'berei, literally, we will not be able lachzik ma'aman. And all this said, Rav Soloveitchik, in one of his famous tshuva drashas, is embedded in that parsha of the Akedah. Vayalei le'ela tachas b'nai. Kach es bincha siyichidcha asher ahavta es yitzchok vayalei u'shom le'ela. And as the Ramban writes, lulei chesed ha'bere shelokach imenu t'mura. The midas hadin, in effect, would Rachmanu Litzlan have been catastrophic. And that's why in the parsha of Akedah, we shouldn't talk a lot about this. What shame Hashem appears? Elokim. Elokim is Midas Adin. V'Elokim Nisa Sabram. V'Elokim Yirelo Aselo Elo B'ni. Only when the Malach comes to stay the hand of Avram Avinu, Pasuk says, Shem Havaya. V'Yikra Malach Havaya Min HaShamayim. Al Tishach Yochel Ana V'Al Taslo Me'uma Ki Adar Yati Ki Rei Elokim Atom V'Chasach Tez Bincha As Yechid Rabimene. In the beginning of the parsha, the Midas Hadin hovers over the entire parsha. Avram Avinu, essentially, is completely under the Midas Hadin of Hashem Yisbarach, and Midas Hadin demands that a person become a korban, and when a person, chas v'shalom, commits a chet, he is, in fact, inviting the Midas Hadin to judge him. He loses his elementary schus on his own kiyum. Ki b'yom acholcha mimenu mois tamus. Chet automatically means Misa. Midas Hadin, there's no mokum for Vitor, no mokum for Pshara, no mokum for compromise. The Rosh Hashanah davening. In Tematze Yoimit Hadin, Miyamot Nefonech Abadin. One cannot stand in the presence of the Din of Hashem Yisbarach. So in effect, when a person brings a korban for a chet, Al Chatosoy, he has to see himself Ki'ilu Hu Mukrov Agabi HaMizbeach. He's literally on the Mizbeach. This week is Adam, Dom Shaloi Nizak on the Mizbeach, as the Rabban says, not the Dama Behemo. The Chelev Shenechal on the Mizbeach is not the Chelev HaBehemo, Chelbo Shaloi, it's his Chelev. Only Bechesed Hashem was he able to redeem himself, and Lule Chesed HaBeire, Lule Shem Havaya, Shem Isgale, Aidea Kobonis, the Midas Arachamim emerges, even though strict law would in effect apply to him, the Midas Hadin. This concept of Vayaleh Lo'ela Tachas Minoi, Absalavetchi compared it to Kinyan Suda in one of his Shuvah Drashas. Kinyan Suda is a very fascinating Kinyan. Gemara has in Hazov, Machlokes, where the Suda is Kelu Shalkeinu, Kelu Shalmakne, and one of the major issues that relates to Kinyan Suda, which is derived from Megillas Rus, Shalavish Nalam, Hasan Ra'eo, the two types of Suda. It's Chali B'Shava B'Shava, Chali B'Suda, where we should point out that Chali B'Suda is an unusual kinyan. Most kinyanim are either work for karka, work for metavlin. There are special kinyanim for metavlin. Shicha, Agba, karka, nicknames, bekesh, shtav, chazoka. Suda works across the board. And Suda is a very strange kinyan. When people sell chametz, so they appoint the rabbi as a shliach. No kinyan is required for shlichus. As I state in Rama. Kinyan Suda somehow concretizes it. What happens? Something is pulled, the beggar, the kli, and miraculously, there's some transfer that takes place. I can sell you the Brooklyn Bridge right here, assuming I own it, with the Kinyan Suda. Here in Beit Shemesh. Amazing. Abchaim said that the whole Kinyan Suda, there are many rights to this. It's not a Maisei Kinyan. It's the entire Kinyan is Gemiras Das. That's the bulk of the Kinyan, Gemiras Das, between two Tzedodim. And that's why you have an opinion that Kedosh Shomakta works. Kol HaTorah Kula never heard of such a concept. Kedosh Shomakta, he's the one who's acquiring it. He's the one who has to go ahead and do the Kinyan. Here we have an opinion, Kedosh Shomakta. The answer is it's Gemiras Das. Rav Soloveitchik wanted to compare this Kinyan of Gemiras Das, Zeh Tachazeh, to Akedas Yitzchak, to what we're talking about right now, that the Korban becomes the Shem Havaya, in effect, is able to somehow be a substitute for the Midas Hadin that really the individual is deserving of. And he used to give many examples. A person causes another Jew, Agbas Nefesh, Rachman Litzlan. He pursues it relentlessly. Of course, it's always the Shem Shamayim. Everything I do is the Shem Shamayim. He took something. I asked, how could you take it? It's Gezel. At the Tesefta, Gezel Hashem Shamayim is Mutter. The Jews who pursue other Jews, of course, it's all the Shem Shamayim, all the Shem Mitzvah. And, of course, the Nirdaf, the individual who is pursued, you can imagine, well, Elokim Yevakesh Sa Nirdaf, the Pasuk says. Kadosh Baruch Hu is very much on that side. Even Nirdaf Rasha V'Roidei Tzadik. And the Nirdaf, as a result of what he was subjected to, Achmanu Litzan, had a heart condition, had a heart attack. The Yom Kippur comes, and the Reidev realizes what he did and wants to do tshuva. So I'll pick tshuva samishkol of the Baal HaRakech, of the Sefer HaRakech. What is the proper tshuva? The answer is that he should also, Achmanu Litzan, suffer a heart attack. The Midrash of the Reidev, but you know, that's the tshuva samishkol of the Sefer HaRakech, of the Mekubalim. He should be in a hospital, lying in critical condition, with a heart attack. Midas HaChesed, Yom Kippur. Yibar Hashem says, let him do a shtikl tshuva. Let's see a mashu of charata, of what he did. He won't get a hetkev lev, he won't get a heart attack, God forbid. He'll have, perhaps, serious heart tremors, a lot of pain. But it won't be, Rachman Litzan, a heart attack. And the Rebbe Hashem is ready to take that. Why? Chesed HaBerim. Or for that matter, the Gemara Ne'erchin that speaks about Adhechem Tachas Yisurim in a similar kind of fashion without going through the entire sugya over there in Shas, in Masechas Erchin. So the Torah here has presented to us the Yisoid of Karbonos. And as I began with, and I'll be messiahing with, the Pasuk Yibiyahu, the Zion Pasuk Chafal. Ki lo dibarti yisav yiseichem, ve lo tzivisim biyom motzi yasam eretz mitzrayim, al dibri oylo vazovach. And the question that we raised was an obvious one. How could the Navi say that? The entire Torah is molei v'godosh mitzvahs of oylo sizvachim. So what does the Navi mean? That Hashem did not command us regarding oylo sizvachim? And the answer is, that is not the ikar that Hashem wants from us. Of course, there's a mitzvah of kavanas. What is the ikar? The Gemara said, "Eden, Rachmanu liba boy." Hashem wants our hearts, and that's why, as I mentioned, a very significant diuk in the pasuk that I didn't mention, but now I will mention it. But I alluded to it. Pasuk says, Adam ki Yaakov mikem karbon. What should it have said? Proper grammar would dictate. It should have said, Adam mikem ki Yaakov karbon. As opposed to less language, which is very awkward, very stilted. Adam ki Yaakov mikem karbon. As opposed to, Adam mikem ki Yaakov karbon. That would be in order. That's the Seder Anocha. But the Torah is coming to teach us, as I mentioned at the outset, that really, we individually should have been the carbon to Hashem Yisbarach. Adam ki Yaakov mikem carbon. But just as Hashem Yisbarach told Avraham Avinu, he doesn't want him to shecht Yitzchak, so too Hashem doesn't want that anyone else should be nishchat chas v'shalom. One should not become a carbon Hashem. Instead, a makriv v'behemo, an oif, a mincha, but be'etzem, I myself should be the carbon of Hashem Yisbarach. That's exactly what the import and the intent of the Ramban is here in Perek Aleph Pasuk Tes of Vayikra that I read parts of it earlier. If a person brings a carbon mitoch that hagosha, with that kind of sensitivity, with that kind of feeling, then the carbon is mekubal to Hashem Yisbarach. If he stops bringing Hashem a carbon, the emes v'eilos, that's not what Hashem Yisbarach wants. And that's what the Navi apparently tells us in Yirmiyahu Perek Zayin. Yom Hatziyah Sam Eretz Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, there was a chiyuv of a korban. There was a chiyuv of a korban Pesach. The Russia is the one who asked in the Agodah, Mo Avodah Azos Lachem, asked the Russia. Ilu HaYasham, Lo HaYanigal. He would not be subject to Geula. Because without the korban Pesach, we can't leave Mitzrayim. So how does the Navi say, Ki Lo Dibarti Asam Yisrechem Lo Tzivisim, V'yom Hatziyah Sam Eretz Mitzrayim Adiv Eilu Vazavach. And the answer is because the Korban Pesach came, we took with serious nefesh. As Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro, Ein nizbach es toavas mitzrayim le'neim v'lo yiskelunu. It was a sakoda that chas v'sholom Klal Yisrael would be niskal, would be stoned by avonim, by going to Shech, Elohim Mitzrayim, to Shech, the God of Egypt. And Yaakov Baruch Hu said, Shech, the God of Egypt, v'yetzem lo yishmeru bo, don't break any bones. But rather, the bone should be, where the Zohar writes, thrown, bachutz, bibizoyim, machal, the klovim, should be thrown to the dogs. The Mitzrayim should see what we did to their God. That required incredible serious nefesh on the part of Klal Yisrael. And that korban was responsible for Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the korban that Hashem wants, not to be makriv the behemos, but to be makriv ourselves. That's the Yisoid of Korban, Yisoid of Korban Pesach. Halavai we should be zeicher that the Ribbono Shel Olam, his Midas Hadin, should be transferred and totally transformed to the Shem Havaya, to the Midas HaRachamim, and that's what we should be zeicher to, the Midas Havaya Badin, Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael, Amen V'Amen.